Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
And we're glad to be back with you, especially me. I was on vacation. And I just came back, and I'm just ready and raring to go.
And you know, Warren, I have to say I was a little thrown off because you're so tan. I thought I was co-hosting with George Hamilton for a minute there.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We went south and had a great time. And it got Mike to thinking. He's always thinking. He's good at that.
I had a lot of time to think about Warren here for a week.
There you go. And it got him to thinking about vacation time, which is what summertime is all about. And it's important to take some time for yourself, of course. Many companies that you work with, most companies you work with, kind of insist upon it. You have to recharge the batteries.
So we thought we'd give you a few things to remember for your voice acting business while you're on vacation. Because what you want to do is you don't want to forget about it entirely, but you want to actually take a vacation and get away from all the things that are, you know, kind of on your mind all the time. So here's a few tips, things that you can think about on vacation or before your vacation. Some of them are common sense, but others you might not have thought about.
Well, let's go down the list here that we've come up with. Let's see what happens. First of all, think about front-loading on your marketing a little bit prior to leaving, okay? If you're normally doing something weekly and you're sending out a couple of letters and a couple of demos weekly or doing a couple of follow-up calls, maybe a couple of weeks before you go on vacation, you double that up and you do just a little bit more. So on the week that you're not doing that, or the 2 weeks, if you're lucky enough to get away for a couple of weeks, you'll hopefully make up for that lost time.
Yeah, you won't feel like you're slacking for a week, and you can relax a little more and enjoy it because you know you've sent out a lot of marketing materials ahead of time. Also, and this is really important, don't stress out about your voiceover business while you're on vacation. You know, it's important. You've got to take that time, recharge your batteries. Certainly, you can be thinking about it if you want to maybe do some brainstorming while you're on vacation, sitting on the beach. You know, maybe you can be thinking about what you're going to do when you get back. But really kind of take the time to enjoy yourself and just let yourself have fun with your vacation and not worry about all the things you have to do when you get back, or, you know, if you're missing out on potential voiceover jobs.
Try to balance out your checking of emails and voicemail with the fact that you're on vacation. Okay. In other words, yes, you do want to, you know, make sure that they're not backing up, that you don't have a lot of emails or voicemails that you have to follow up on, but you also don't want to be checking your phone, every 20 minutes while you're out there on the beach. There is a balance, and you have to find that, and you have to be comfortable with it. And again, your stress levels will be a lot more reduced if you don't worry about how often you're checking those things.
Right. You're not going to miss a job most likely if you take a day or two in between emails, or a day or two between your voicemails. You know, chances are good you'll be able to get back to them in a timely manner still and set it up for when you get back from vacation. So definitely, like Warren said, find a balance there. Quickly, I will mention staying in practice. Now, we just talked about this last week on the podcast, so I'm not going to say that you need to be out there on vacation reading out loud for 20 minutes every single day. But if you have an opportunity once or twice to do a little bit of practicing just so you don't get too rusty, that's not a bad idea. Again, maybe you're on the beach and you're reading a magazine, and, you know, if there aren't too many people around looking funny at you, you can read a passage out of that magazine out loud, just something to kind of keep your instrument well-tuned, so to speak.
Now, if you're a good voice actor, you're always in marketing mode, even on vacation. So don't leave everything behind. Make sure you've got a couple of demos with you. Make sure you've got your business cards in your pocket. You want to make sure that if you do bump into somebody on vacation that could do you some good, do your career some good, that you've got something to leave behind.
That's right. You never know. You might be out to dinner and get to talking with another couple at a restaurant, and it turns out that the person you're getting friendly with is an advertising executive or something like that. So why not have a demo or a business card handy just to pass it off if the right opportunity presents itself?
And finally, this is something that I did on this recent vacation. I really did allow an extra day before coming back here to my full-time job to catch up on any voiceover business that I might have had waiting for me when I got home. So I did not come in to work on Monday this week. I came in on Tuesday. Took that extra day. Of course, I had to mow the lawn also. But the bottom line is allow yourself some time to get back into the rhythm, and maybe that extra day of vacation can help you do that.
Exactly, Warren. And, you know, we all missed you that extra day. We were waiting for you and waiting for you, and you never showed up. We were all a little bit sad.
I could tell.
But now I'm better. So remember, when you're on vacation, you know, have a good time, relax, recharge your batteries. Don't be afraid to front load your marketing. Don't overcheck your emails and voicemail. Get a little bit of practice in if you can, and of course, bring some demos and business cards with you.
Now, before you plan your vacation this summer, you may want to learn more about voice acting by attending our adult education class. We call it Getting Paid to Talk. It's 2.5 hours of the real deal here about voice acting. We don't pull any punches. It's enlightening, and it's a lot of fun.
That's right. And the week of June 28th, you'll find us in 4 different states, just 4 this time. Obviously, a lot of us are going to be on vacation as well.
There you go.
We're going to be in Rochester, New York, Moultonboro, New Hampshire, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, that's where I just vacationed.
Very nice.
That's cool. So for more information about classes near you this summer, whether you're home or maybe on vacation, you can call our toll-free number 1-866-887-2834, or you can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. That's also the email address to use for comments, questions, suggestions, any grilling tips for Mike.
And
you have a topic idea for the podcast, you can help us out there too. We'd love to hear it from you.
Just for the record, I am actually a very good griller.
I have no doubt.
Is that a word, griller?
I believe
grill
so.
Grill master is what they call me in my house.
Gotcha. More hot topics next week. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. I could go back on vacation if you want.
I'll think about it.
We're going to be back next week. Hope you'll join us then. Thanks.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
You have an idea for a future podcast? We'd love to hear about it from you.
Yep.
And I didn't write anything
no,
more because you've got a.
I'm looking at the paper and it's blank, and I just wasn't thinking. I was so wrapped up in listening to you, Warren. I forgot I had to speak when you were done.
And
how many syllables can I get out without actually uttering a word?